Global Pressure Builds on Joe Biden Over Afghanistan Evacuation Deadline. By Simon Kent on August 24, 2021. International pressure is building on President Joe Biden to revise his arbitrary decision to withdraw all U.S. forces from Afghanistan by August 31, a move that will effectively close Kabul airport and end repatriation hopes for anyone left behind. A G7 summit hosted by the UK on Tuesday will discuss the issue. However, a host of world leaders have already made their displeasure clear at Biden's lack of global engagement. As Breitbart London reported, Britain's Undersecretary of State for the Armed Forces, James Heape MP, acknowledges the United States has effectively taken over the full operation at Kabul Airport. However, the period of time it would take to get in place a replacement force is not realistic, means once U.S. logistical capability is withdrawn, all other nations have no remaining choice but to also head towards the exit. France and Germany have joined the UK in pressing Biden for more time to complete the evacuations from Afghanistan. France's Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian told reporters in the United Arab Emirates, "We are concerned about the deadline set by the United States on August 31. Additional time is needed to complete ongoing operations." Germany's Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said he had discussed keeping Kabul airport open beyond the deadline with NATO allies and the Taliban, the BBC reports. British Defence Secretary Ben Wallace, who has called the U.S. deal with the Taliban that set the deadline a mistake, is downbeat about the prospects of an extension to the evacuation effort. "I think it is unlikely," he told Sky News. "Not only because of what the Taliban has said, but if you look at the public statements of President Biden, I think it is unlikely. It is definitely worth us all trying, and we will." The UN Human Rights Council is set to meet in an emergency session on Tuesday to discuss Afghanistan. It comes amid warnings from aid agencies about the deepening humanitarian crisis in the country and concerns over human rights, in particular, the rights of women left behind. Just how many U.S. citizens and Afghan allies have already been withdrawn remains a mystery, with Biden administration officials obfuscating on the matter. Biden initially announced in April he would end U.S. involvement in Afghanistan by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Last month he changed his mind and without further consultation announced all U.S. forces would withdraw before August 31, though the mission effectively ended in early July when Bagram Airfield was abandoned. Biden administration officials have since refused to be pinned down about whether an extension is likely or even possible. On Monday, House Intelligence Committee Chair Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, pointedly told reporters evacuations will likely extend past the Biden deadline, as Breitbart News reported. Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill following a classified intel briefing, Schiff warned it's very unlikely evacuations in Afghanistan will be over by August 31 due to the overwhelming number of Americans, Afghan allies, and potential refugees currently stranded in the region amid an increasingly hostile security threat. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.